Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened slightly lower following broadly lower levels in Asia. US dollar is now higher in a choppy session, firmer versus euro and sterling, but softer versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are down at the long end. Crude oil prices are under pressure. Precious and industrial metals are lower too. The financial conditions in the US are now at their easiest in month. Investors are taking encouragement from signs that the economic downturn will not be as bad as feared. Though markets are turning a little bit defensive into the month end, the fear is this will give the Fed enough reason to resume their hawkish stance later this week and signal a higher for longer stance on rates. The IMF has upgraded its 2023 global growth forecast as expected, reflecting upward revision to China outlook, though there are downgrades for the UK and Spain, and the global inflation was also revised up to 6.6%. In other news, despite a weaker session today, there are signals that China's economy is at least moving again with the latest PMI showing its manufacturing sector returned to growth in January. The non-manufacturing sector also rebounded, giving reason for optimism. More on the data front, industrial production contracted in Japan and South Korea, but Japan retail sales and labor market data was more encouraging. Australia's retail sales shrank by more than expected in a sign that the cost of living and rate hikes are beginning to weigh on consumption. Elsewhere, there was a big miss on the German retail sales. The flash reading from France was slightly lower than forecast, but above prior update. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the Q4 Employment Cost Index, the November House Price Index, and November Home Price Index, followed by the January Chicago PMI and January Consumer Confidence. The weekly Redbook chain store and weekly crude inventories are also due today. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are A.O. Smith, ExxonMobil, UPS, Cisco, Phillips 66, Pfizer, Caterpillar, MSCI, Marathon Petroleum, Moody's, McDonald's, International Paper, and General Motors. These are reporting before the open. Advanced Micro Devices, Amgen, Western Digital, Edwards Life Sciences, and Electronic Arts will post results after the close. In corporate news, Bed Bath & Beyond may file for bankruptcy this week, according to Reuters. The company has liquidators ready to shut down more shops unless a buyer is found. Paramount Global will integrate Showtime's streaming service fully into Paramount Plus, according to CNBC, citing a Paramount CEO memo. The pricing for the combined streaming platform and more details will be announced in coming weeks. In Asia today, equity markets ended weaker across the region as risk sentiment turned negative. Hong Kong led the way down with a near 2% drop at one point before making a late recovery. Mainland exchanges were also weaker as the stocks went under added pressure today on concerns that the post-COVID restriction spending boom may not be as significant as hoped. Steep losses were seen in South Korea with Samsung Electronics earnings shock. Taiwan also went down. Japan and Australia closed lower, but the losses were capped. Southeast Asia all went lower. India was also down with more losses for several Adani Group companies. European equity markets have opened lower as expected. In regional news, the UK has been losing £100 billion a year due to Brexit, according to Bloomberg. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.